A Solemn Promise. On the 25th of September 1939, Butlins in Skegness became HMS Royal Arthur. Member Ron Frost, 88, tells the extraordinary tale of how he came to devote his life to the town's history. During the war, thousands of recruits passed through HMS Royal Arthur, which was on the Butlins site in Skegness. I want people there to know their town's history and be proud. I joined the Royal Navy in 1955 for 2 years. As I had served an engineering apprenticeship at the Royal Aeronautical Establishment in Farnborough, I was able to join as acting radio electrical artificer. After part one of the training, I reported to HMS Royal Arthur in Corsham in Wiltshire for the PO's Management and Leadership School. I loved my 6 weeks there. 30 years later, in 1988, I wrote to the CO of Royal Arthur to ask if I could visit. He granted this, and on the day I was shown around by a warrant officer. Not much had changed. On the way back, the officer told me of someone who wanted to form an HMS Royal Arthur Association. I soon wrote to offer my support and was given the role of press and publicity officer. I advertised for anyone who had served at HMS Royal Arthur in Skegness during the war and received over 1,000 replies. Altogether, 250,000 joined. We planned a reunion for the coming May and 734 veterans enrolled, some with their wives. We also let the local papers and Butlins know that the veterans would be arriving. On the day, we all met in the large ballroom in the Embassy Hotel. Many volunteered to help prepare food, plus there was a good bar and a Royal Marine dance band played. It was a great success. It was felt we must have a parade, and since I was the youngest there at 55 and had done the PO's course at Corsham, I was asked to marshal the troops. At about 450 of us met in the car park. It would be a long parade, and I would have to shout loudly if all were to hear. I marched onto the main road and ran ahead to stop the traffic while they crossed. Onward down the high street, the route was lined with thousands, yes, thousands of people. Our volunteers with buckets collected £16,000 from the public. Towards the end of town, I turned them left along a road that led to a park with a bandstand on which were waiting the Lord Lieutenant of Lincolnshire, an Admiral, the Vicar of Ingoldsmells Church, and the Mayor of Skegness. The Mayor gave a speech and the RM band played our anthem. I marched them on down to the promenade, giving an eyes left and saluting the Admiral. A little further on, I dismissed them, and most went into the service club. As soon as I entered the club, I was mobbed by men pushing large amounts of money into my hand, saying, "Get them all a drink." Everyone had all the drink they wanted. Then, on the Sunday, we boarded coaches to take us to Ingoldsmells Church for the service. This reunion was held every year in a similar fashion, and after 4 years in 1992, the Ingoldsmells Church became known as the Royal Arthur Church, and the stained glass window replaced with the Royal Navy ship's badge, worth a visit to admire. In 1991, while on stage giving my yearly report, I said that I had walked around Butlins and had not seen anything alluding to how the site had been used during World War II. A member asked me, "Well, why don't you put something there?" I said I would try. Before the next reunion, I came to Skegness a few days early to go to the banks and businesses to ask for funding. I was generally told to try again later. The trouble was that I lived 220 miles away. It took 11 years, but finally I had the funds. I designated an obelisk and took my drawings to a monumental masons company to have it made and erected at a site in Butlins. I was very pleased with it, and in the remaining years we held our meetings there. In 2001 we were even encouraged by having the first Sea Lord, Sir Nigel Essinghigh, come to spend the reunion with us and personally meet and talk with the members. I got to know him well, a very nice man. In 2006, the committee decided that as the members attending reunions had decreased, it would be better to end the parade and reunions. I didn't agree, but was outvoted. When we had our closing meeting, I made them a solemn promise that while we lived, those who fought in World War II would be remembered. I am an ex-scoutmaster and a man of my word. I had made a promise to the World War II sailors, and I would do my very best to keep it. In 2019, 13 years later, I told the association's general secretary that I wanted to march again with the remaining World War II veterans, plus serving Navy servicemen and women. He advised me to contact the Royal Navy Commodore. I tried, but unfortunately he was unobtainable. I then tried the director of Butlins to ask if we could use the site. He was abroad somewhere. I was getting nowhere and losing time. I had no luck contacting anyone over Christmas, so it was February before I had an offer from Butlins to house and feed the parade members for free. But there were more problems. The Royal Navy could not let me have 50 sailors. Then, in 2020, the pandemic hit. Eventually, on the 9th of May of this year, we had a much smaller remembrance event around the obelisk. I was pleased with this, though disappointed that it would not achieve my aim of informing the younger public of the history attached to that town during World War II. I couldn't be there due to ill health, but the National President, Admiral Duncan Potts, attended. I had kept my promise in the best way I could. I am very pleased to have put heart and soul into preserving the memory of those who lived through those terrible years of war. I have since received a personal letter from the Admiral thanking me for my work. I can honestly say that it has been my honour.